Welcome to Big Blend Radio's California Employment Law Podcast, featuring San Diego attorney Ward Heinrichs. Hey, everybody. Today, Ward is going to be talking to us about bro culture and how it can go from unconscious bias to overt harassment, which means it can actually get and escalate up into a lawsuit. And so somebody may be seeing Ward. That's the point. He's got an article up on blendradio and TV.com. It's linked in the show notes, but welcome back, Ward. It's the fourth Wednesday. How are you?
I'm doing pretty darn well. I'm so busy, I got to say. You know, I'm filing cases for plaintiffs right now. And for some reason, I just have a few of them. And I say most times, I do 80% of my time is spent with employers. But for some reason, a lot of employee cases have been walked through, and I'm filing them, and busy.
You're busy.
But life's pretty good. Life's pretty
you
good.
You got sunshine? You got sunshine?
Not really. It's pretty cloudy out there now. We're supposed to get rain later tonight and then on and off all weekend. And then Monday is supposed to really come down, I guess. But we're going to have rain.
But it's going to be warmer. Well, you know, California needs some rain, so that's a good thing.
No, never complain about the rain here.
Nope.
And, you know, it's not that cold. I wear a jacket, like this jacket.
Oh, he's got a jacket. I didn't wear my jacket today. If I do, it's a snow jacket because it's cold in Oregon. I'm just saying. But, you know, the plaintiff thing that's really interesting about that. I know we're talking about bro culture. And, you know, and it's true because it's like, bro, you know, and, you know, when you're working in different offices as a woman, I've been through that where guys are guys and, you know, this can escalate from. And I find things funny, so I get in trouble because I'll find something funny. And then that opens a door to people thinking, oh, and that's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Well, right now, I think just now we're going to have lawsuits against comedians for opening their mouths, which I would really hate that to happen because I think that's what their job is to open their mouth and say what they want if you want to watch them and stuff.
Yeah, and they have pretty good First Amendment right protections. But, they went through that in the 60s. You remember when they had all the more controversial comedians?
I wasn't born then, Ward.
Well, I don't remember it very well, but I was there. George
well,
Carlin?
George Carlin. See, I love George Carlin. Big fan of George because he says it up straight. But in a workplace, you can't have George Carlin mouth. Absolutely not because he started some of that.
No,
not George Carlin mouth.
Be careful.
No. See, that's the bad thing about us. You know, we're naughty and we're not like naughty, like we're not crude or anything, but a sense of humor is a sense of humor. But I feel like bro culture is kind of like that. But just explain what that all means for folks to understand what we're talking about. Bro.
Yeah. Dude. All right. Bro, that word obviously relates to men. Mm-hmm. And bro, of course, is short for brother. And that means, you know, there's a collegiality amongst men, and then there's one amongst women too. I mean, we do tend to have a collegiality with our same sex that we don't necessarily share with the opposite sex.
Right.
And so part of it's okay. I mean, it's okay to have collegiality and, you know, shoot, I like to go fishing. I usually go fish with a guy. Not all the time. I used to take my girls and been on, you know, quote unquote dates fishing, you know, it's kind of, but more often than not, it's guy things. And I think that's okay. Where you get into problems is in the workplace, and you're supposed to treat everyone fairly, maybe not exactly equally, but fairly.
Uh-huh.
And that's the problem, because if you start, if you're a man and you start doing things with male colleagues at work, and kind of exclude the females, then you start running into problems. And that's really, to me, what bro culture is about. And of course, it gets way worse than that. And we'll talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's kind of the low level of it. And so you've got to be careful in the workplace not to exclude women just because you want to hang out with guys.
Okay.
You want to try to be more inclusive. Bottom line.
Yeah. And without being vulgar, right? And not being like, you know,
I think the best rule is be a gentleman at work.
Well put.
And whether that means opening doors or not, I mean, I do. But I open doors for men too sometimes. So, you know, it's, I'm not
I open doors for everybody.
Exclusive
Like,
there,
yeah.
but it certainly means that you are open and fair, and you don't try to, again, it's about exclusion. You just don't try to exclude.
Well, okay. Remember the TV show Mad Men? I only saw a few of them, and I need to watch the whole thing. That would be bro culture. That was
absolutely.
Pretty.
Oh yeah, clearly.
That's 100%. And then at the same time, it's like that was in the 70s, right? So that was where it gets rough. Like you shouldn't
Actually,
look at.
I think that
Oh.
Took place in the 60s. So that was in
67.
the transition period.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So when, like at work at one point, it used to be that women were told to go get the coffee or tea because they're female. So is that part of the bro culture too? It's like looking at, you know.
Well, I think how we've defined it has changed over time. Yes, that was acceptable in the 60s, maybe into the 70s. And then, you know, when I became an adult, it certainly people looked askance at that. Society started saying that, man, that's really not quite right.
Right.
And so if you do it now and you go, only women make coffee, only women bring coffee to guys, that's a problem.
Okay. So now for the employer and the management, this is where HR comes in before, you know, we've talked about that, Sarah, too. Like here, you want to have some kind of communication among staff so that the male employees don't harass the female employees. Not, I mean, harass wise, but also watch their mouth, be the gentleman like you're talking about, right? So it has to come from, like that should be like in the manual, like do not say things you shouldn't in front of a woman.
Yes. And I think going back to that gentleman concept, I mean, you can take it too far, obviously. We're not
Yeah.
back, you know, in medieval times and riding horses and brandishing swords. And that's where that idea arose. But, you know, treat people with courtesy, and that goes for men and women. And so the idea of a gentleman is, hey, you're just a courteous, good person. Doesn't mean you don't work hard, doesn't mean you don't compete, but you treat everyone civilly.
Right. And so you don't, you've got to be careful complimenting a woman in her outfit. You've got to be careful.
Yeah,
That's
that
kind
can
of,
be super tricky. Sometimes you go, hey, that is just a nice dress or whatever. You're really thinking that, and
yeah.
it's not necessarily sexual.
Yeah.
And you want to go, hey, I really, yeah. And I still do it, but I try to be really careful about it. I go, hey, I like the color that you have. You know, something like that, I think, is a little safer than saying, oh, that dress is really gorgeous. You know,
oh, it fits you so well. That, that, let's, that you know, it's doing the hips really good. No, but, you know, so you got to be careful on that, right? And so.
But, you know, the reason why I brought up the idea of, you know, maybe talking about the color or something is, compliments are a good thing too. You don't want to just get rid of compliments. So, but you got to be careful. It's better to get rid of them than do them the wrong way. So,
Right.
I guess.
So just be honest, like, hey, oh, I saw you, your hair looks great. I saw you, you know, you got a new haircut. Looks good.
Yeah, that should be fine. I would think. Again, it depends on the context though. If you're in a bro culture, well, maybe that's not a great but if
yeah,
you're
I mean, and
in
don't
a
touch the woman's
gentlemanly,
hair.
ladylike, you know, lady, you know, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
In a place where people are civil and treat each other respectfully, you know, saying, hey, a nice haircut, you could say that to a guy, a gal, it doesn't matter.
See, I think this whole thing with the Me Too movement really opened up, you know, the Pandora's box of what is going on in workplace cultures and how it's also got to do with even, you know, women's equality rights in regards to pay, equal pay and things like that. So the bro culture, sometimes you could get the male management and here's a woman doing maybe most of the work and the dudes are taking the claim for that, right?
Yeah. In that last case that I cited, and I won't get into it now, but that was a lot of what was going on was the unequal pay. And getting women to do work while some of the guys apparently, and the accusations were they were sitting around and getting women to do the work while they were playing on their video games.
Whoa.
So that needs to be avoided. And that is a big one nowadays is the unequal pay.
So where does bro culture of like being a gentleman, you'd be a gentleman, but then where does it go into the world of harassment? Because equal pay is equal pay. So that's like a whole other issue. But where does it get into where do you, because it's that gray area. When is it that, give us some examples. I know you've quoted a couple cases in your article, but when you step into the oil, the big tarry oil, and you get yourself into hot water.
Well, that's a really interesting question because I think equal pay can be kind of the tip of the spear too, and it can be an indicator of a general bro culture. And again, not necessarily. Sometimes things just happen, and you're not paying attention, and you're not being malicious at all, and not trying to
Okay.
discriminate. But sometimes it happens, and that needs to be corrected. But I think, you're saying, well, the pay thing isn't really necessarily related to the real bad stuff. Well, I'm not sure that's true. I think the pay thing and the real bad stuff can be linked together.
Okay.
So where I think where you so that may be a place to start. Say, hey, if there's really unequal pay issues here and it's really rampant, that may really be an indication that there's a bro culture going on, and then the real bad stuff
Oh.
happening as well. And that's, with Activision, again, I didn't want to bring that up yet later, but that was a lot of it. There was a lot of unequal pay, but then it went much further. And that shows, hey, there's this widespread, all-encompassing bro culture. But where it gets really bad, yeah, it would be where you're saying nasty things about women, maybe using the F word and,
Oh, anything.
I don't even like to indicate that, but and there are cases that talk about that, and that's where big judgments are handed out.
Well, I think you're really right. I number one think unequal pay is just, wow, I just had to watch my language. It's not right. It's incorrect. It's not a good thing. So I think it is really bad because it could be a single mom, right, who's raising her kids and working her butt off. And I don't know if you're allowed to say that now, but she's, don't say her tail, I suppose, but don't say any of it. She's working very hard, right? But she should be compensated for the amount of work that she's doing. So like, I agree with you on that. I think it's bad. And it does give you that sign of, oh, there's some kind of slight, you're being looked down on. What I think sometimes when the bro culture in some of the workplaces I've been where the guys are always, like you'll see them group up and like do their little whispery thing and then look, and that's a creepy feeling. And if you don't feel that can make you feel very uneasy as a woman and actually unsafe. Like if there's a guy you don't want to walk by because maybe he's a little handsy, not good. And maybe he'll say something, not good. That and
Handsy
that
is pretty
culture.
overt. Now, of course, so I guess some people are better at that than others, less offensive, but still could be offensive, rather than grabbing you, in a place that you certainly don't want to be grabbed in. Maybe it's a friendly, hey, how you doing today? I hope you're feeling great. And you're not really sure what's going on there.
But if they do the squeezy on your shoulder, that's a no-no.
And if they keep doing that hey thing a lot, well, that may be a no-no too.
Agreed, agreed, because I've been in that where, yep. I remember working in fast food. It was what, 19, got to this country working in fast food. And the one guy just, and he kind of had that bro culture thing going. The next thing you know, he tried to pinch my butt in like, and I'm going, I quit. And she's like, well, you should have told me before quitting. I'm like, dude, I just don't handle this kind of stuff very well. Like, no, cause my reaction to him is, oh, it's not going to be polite. And it wasn't. And I quit because he was the manager. So I'm like, what are you going to do if he's the manager and you're the owner? And, I'm new and I
No,
already
that's a
felt,
tough position to be in, no doubt. And it still is. I mean, we have a lot of more lawsuits and a lot more scrutiny on it, but it still goes on.
But when guys get together in a workplace, it can be unsettling. And
That's
sometimes,
interesting that you say that, because I never really thought about that guy. You said guys whispering, like in a corner. and it makes you feel uncomfortable. I never even thought about
Don't you
that.
think that about anyone though? Like any group of people whispering and kind of looking at somebody, that's weird.
Well, if they kind of look at someone, yeah, but if they're
That's kind of
just
high school
doing their
though.
own
It's high
thing,
school.
yeah.
The bro culture to me, I went right back to high school in my mind with that immediately.
Okay.
The term is high school to me, but that happens in a workplace, especially in creative environments and hospitality, like restaurants, the back of a kitchen, all
Oh
kinds
yeah.
of shit. It's bad, bad, bad. But creative environments, because we've talked about some of those cases before. Things get said and done because you're in a creative spin that goes back to George Carlin times. It happens.
Yeah, well, you remember the one, the case that we were talking about was Friends. And in that, they were very upfront. They said, "Hey, look, this is our creative process. This is how we do it." And so, and the lady understood coming in. And so this, I think it was the Supreme Court that decided that, California Supreme Court decided that case, and said, "Well, if you got that kind of warning and it really, arguably, strongly arguably is part of the creative process, then we're going to find no liability here." You could still say, "Hey, yeah, you warned me, but I didn't know it was going to be like this. And do you really have to do this crazy?" I mean, they were like pretending to masturbate, all sorts of crazy stuff. And do you really have to go that far to be creative? And honestly, I write some fiction, and I don't need to do that to be creative. So I
Yeah,
can
that's
see that there's
true.
still an argument there, but I guess it's really the warning more than anything else that probably got them over.
Speaking of bro culture, what about the boss that used to smack Chandler Bing's butt? But that's not
Oh.
necessarily bro, but like, you shouldn't be, I don't think anybody should be touching anybody, unless you're having an affair. Then that's a whole other
Okay, so there's the
that's a
affair
whole other
exception to that rule.
no, but I mean then that's a whole other case. That's a whole other topic is my point. But
Yeah, well, I might disagree with you on that. Because boy, if we get to the point where you can't be do friendly touching, I'm not talking about offense. And if you don't know someone, yeah, don't do it. But if you kind of have a relationship and it's okay in that relationship, and I'm talking about friends. I'm not talking about anything more. And you just know each other and you just like each other. I could see a little touching, that's not
Oh yeah,
bad
because you could go up,
necessarily.
it's like, hey, are you doing working on a project or something, or part of a something humor that's innocent, not there there's that's why it's so crazy about this stuff, because it's such that gray area
There
that
is a fine line. There's
so
a very fine line.
where does the court system come in, the justice system, on when to strike someone? So, like this is bad, this is good. So for management, what, and I think there has to be a
Yeah,
policy,
managers have
right?
to be more careful, no doubt.
Otherwise, it can end up in a lawsuit. There's the one you were talking about where it was a lady committed suicide for because of mental health. She felt that harassed.
Yes.
That she,
Yes, yes,
dude,
yes, yes.
that's not cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the Activision that I was talking about before. Wow. And honestly, I didn't read the case. Well, there's no case to read because it wasn't appealed. It's just a settlement that the department that used to be the Department of Fair Employment and Housing, but now is the Civil Rights Department in California that changed. And they filed the lawsuit, I think, in early 21, and they just settled it. And there have been other parts that have been settled before. EEOC took part of it and settled some. But since it's not an appellate case where you get an opinion that you can read as precedent, and I don't know how many motions were done or anything. I think it was really mostly working on settlement the whole time. There's really not a lot there to read in terms of the law, but the settlement says a lot about that case.
They wanted to turn that off. You know what I mean? I
Oh
think a
yeah,
lot of times
oh
a
yeah. I
company
mean,
doesn't want it to be, here comes a huge court case and everybody knows kind of thing. Except for Ward's telling everybody right now.
it's pretty well known, but the settlement just happened in December
Oh,
for
wow.
$54 million. So it's real recent, that part of it. And again, other parts of it were settled earlier, but 54
So
million.
what made her, you know, do that? Like, what was the, how did it go from people working to absolute harassment to where she felt mental health issues and then takes her own life?
This is an extreme example of the bro culture, and I've already talked about some of it already, but we can go over it real quickly again. It was in the gaming industry, which is known as a male dominated industry. Not too many females tend to work in it even today. And there was an estimate, you know, about 5 years ago, that 80% of that industry was male and 20% was female. And at Activision, there was they said that 80% were male in that, you know, in Activision. And like I said, they were doing things like, hey, I'm going to sit here and play video games and I'm your boss and you just do all this work and let me know about it and I'll take a look at it. So there was that kind
and
of
put my name on it.
I'm sorry?
And put my name on it normally.
Oh, yeah. No, the women were being treated very unfairly, no doubt. And I'll just read to you what one of the releases from the Civil Rights Department was. They said that Activision allowed and at times encouraged sexual misconduct towards female employees, that the company maintained a frat boy culture, and that the company's hiring and employment practices were discriminatory against women. And the hiring and employment practices, a lot of that goes to unequal pay. But then, you know, some, like I've already told you about, you know, making women work, and then all the sexual stuff, you know, affairs going all over the place. But, you know, picking on women, saying sexually related things, you know, very commonly in this bro culture. And the worst one that I got out of the article I read about it was where this one woman got so distraught that she ended up committing suicide. And
that's
the
sad.
Allegation is that it's related to this, you know, I don't know one way or the other, sure, but apparently there's proof that there were nude photos of her and they were passing him around.
Oh, that's terrible.
I mean, wow. I mean, that would make you feel pretty bad. So, and you never know exactly how weight, other one individual will react to that compared to another. I'm sure not everyone, if they know myself, but you know, some people are just have
everybody's
at
a different place. Yeah,
and
every person's individual. But the reality, like when you're talking about the pay part of it, where they're not letting, you know, not it's unequal pay, right? And the woman doing more work and, you know, all of that, that is already a looking down on women. You're looking down. You're already sliding us. So once that starts, it opens the door for more if it's accepted in company culture. Then it's like, hey, now let's, you know, hey, get me a coffee. You know, it's all those kind of things start to happen again.
Yeah,
and it's like,
I agree.
That is, that does, I believe, lead to unsafety for women. In the workplace, I
it
mean,
can be a very slippery slope. I agree.
I
don't think all companies that have, you know, unequal pay disparities really do it on purpose, and you know, for whatever reason happen. Well, honestly, I think there are reasons, because women just tended to have lower pay wages from the get go. You know, whatever, and then they come onto a new place and they go, "Well, what was your last salary?" Now you can't ask that anymore. It used to be common and say, okay, that's what you used to make. And this other guy that's coming into an equal position saying he used to make, you know, $10,000 a year more. Well, I can bargain with you to get less because you made less. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, part of it's the market dynamics, and maybe that market dynamic can be unfair.
Mm-hmm.
But when you've got that going on, I don't think the person is necessary, you know, I don't know. Because I am not laissez-faire, but I do believe in leaving markets to themselves as much as you possibly can. And so I could see, that's what you have. And I might not even pay attention to the sex. Let's just negotiate your situation. So I think that's possible to happen and not have bad intent. But, you know, there's, of course, taking advantage and bad intent too sometimes. There's no doubt about it.
Well, there's also some women, and I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but it's true. There are some women that are just absolute badasses, and I can't get fired so for saying that.
No, you
But
can't.
no, but they can go in and handle any of the bro culture and just have that cold, like, no, I don't care. Say whatever I don't care. And it just keeps, you know, just a very, strong kind of personality,
strong, tough
right?
exterior, at least. And I, you know, I've seen women like that. But I think it's kind of isolating too, though. So there's a downside to that.
There's a huge, that was my point.
Way to go, girl. But
yeah,
still,
but it doesn't actually, you're putting up with it and in a way not helping fix, you know, you're actually in. And then, so if there's other women in the workplace there, maybe especially very young, younger girls up and coming, that could give the wrong signal, you know? You know, I know a lot of women I've worked with, oh, boys will be boys. And I'm like, no, you know, I know men who treat women like, you know, are gentlemen, you know, I really think there is you're right about the touching word, just a little bit here, but not the, I remember when we had our magazine in print in San Diego and there was a printer we went to because we try to keep our printing local. And eventually, as we expanded, went to Vegas and all of that. And that was way more fun. Anyway, sorry. In between press checks, you know what we were doing. But anyway, this, you know, we were expanding at that point and we were sitting down to look at proofs and, you know, had to write a very big check that none of us liked. It was the worst part about printing was the amount. And, the sales guy goes to Nancy, rubs her shoulder and goes, oh, you know, that's such a beautiful shirt you're wearing. And we both looked at him and like, we were ready to pull our business right there and then the way he did it. And just the way he thought he could like chat up Nancy and then, you know, Nancy, it ain't going to happen. And we both just sat up like, don't. It was like a belittling, like,
if
I just give you a compliment, you silly little woman out here, you'll just write that check. And then we're like, crap, we're on deadline. You know,
being manipulated,
deadline.
Too.
Yeah, so that's interesting.
You're right. The touchy
thing
is a tricky thing.
Yeah, because that wasn't a good touchy. No. It was not a good touchy.
And, you know, I'm going to say, I think that there are guys who aren't trying to be overly intrusive who might do something like that and not realize it. So I think that happens too.
You know, as a woman, and you can also say no, right? Don't you go to HR and say, hey.
Yeah. I think, the way I started all that touching thing was, I think you have to have the right relationship before you
do
it. And you got to be professional in the office, and touching isn't real professional. If a relationship develops over time, and I'm just talking about friends, I'm not talking about more than that, because if you have a relationship that's sexual in the office, that can really lead to problems.
That's why I said the affairs are different. The affairs are different. Office affairs are a whole other thing, you know?
Well, but they can lead to cases too. So, So I can see if it becomes a type of relationship where both parties are okay with, you know, some friendly touching. I think that's okay. I'm not, I don't want us to be unhuman in the work.
Yes.
We got to be careful about that too.
Yeah. No. There's normal. And then there's, you know, and everybody knows that sleazy feel. And if someone, like, I remember when Nancy and I did the music business, and I remember having to be like on the sales floor with this one guy. And I'm like, dude, I don't want to come to work if I have to be alone with this guy. You know, he creeped me out. And that, you want to talk about bro culture? Holy cow. This was bro culture. I mean, even I was thinking about this as you were talking earlier about like the naked photos and everything. I mean, everyone was sleeping with everybody. I mean, I could write a book about this, and it's pretty entertaining, but it led to some very bad things, including the management and the owners being very handsy and beyond. And you're talking about a bunch of musicians too, but I have a lot of musician friends who do not behave that way. So, but it was just one of those, it was a very wild sales group. You know what? It is something about sales. There's something, there is, I don't know how to explain it. And I've done that. I sold cars.
Most of them are very outgoing people if they're successful at it. And being, you know, a backslapper, et cetera, that's just part of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's easy. I'm more introverted than I am extroverted. I'm not a complete introvert, but so it's much easier for me, I think, to, you know, be hands off, say, hey, you know, do that. And I'm fine. But if you're like the backslapping type, and that's a fine attribute. I mean, we need that, especially in sales.
Yeah.
I think that's a lot harder. So, you know, I'm not going to measure me equally with someone like that.
That office was really interesting, because when you were talking about the naked photos and everything, so there were naughty things that went on in that off that culture. Let's just put it that it was bro culture for sure.
Yeah.
And some naughty women.
I was going to say,
but
you know, women really need to say no too, though. I mean, there's
exactly like I, you have to. And if that's why I said the ones that just shirk it off and don't speak up, they're the strong, you know what I mean? That strong exterior, but don't also say no, don't treat me this way. I think if someone keeps touching you and they may be innocent, you can say, hey, you know what? I'm just not one of these people who like to be touched. Please.
Yeah.
Do you
I think
mind?
It's super appropriate. And
that's fine. You know,
and the guy just needs to know. And
you need,
oh, shoot. I'm sorry.
And you take that step, and it's a very adult thing to do.
Yeah.
But over there, it was a little crazy. But what would happen is they would have these big parties, like sales parties, and people would get hammered, and people were off sleeping with each other's husbands and wives and girlfriends. But touring musicians would come in, and whoa, off it went. You know, so it was a little wild. And this was, you know, musical organs for retirees. So anyway, very interesting culture. But my thing on that was we used to do all those shows with you about Christmas parties and all of that.
Oh, yeah.
So that's where that bro culture would happen. Like if you all had drinks later, that's where it would start. Even if it's not in the office, it's that after office thing that creates the real gray area.
Yeah.
It's like those martini lunches are not always a good idea, but they're fun.
Right. And, you know, we used to talk every year about Christmas parties and holiday parties. But yeah, the alcohol, and I think we made that really clear. The alcohol is what usually causes the biggest problem. So maybe think about not having it. Maybe think about limiting it, you know, hand out tickets or whatever it is. But you're right. It just creates a more social atmosphere. It's not in the office. You can let down your hair, and everyone does. Everyone does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But still, because it's business sponsored, probably not always, you know, sometimes it's not. It's like just to get together informally. But even informally, that can create problems. But certainly business sponsored ones, man, you got to be careful about those and still have some decorum.
Well, there's also a lot of people don't want to drink now. I mean, and I think we're getting into a very kind of a cleaner society in that way. But then there's the pressure of that too, bro pressure of take another shot. You know what I mean? And in a workplace setting can happen. That's a bro culture kind of like, here it is. It's a weird thing that it's this dynamic, but I think it comes down to treating each other decently. Don't get into the harassment side. Just watch yourself on all levels in a company atmosphere. But, you know, if you haven't seen an employee or a colleague for, you know, a year or something, right? You can give them a hug. Hello. That's fine. You know what I mean?
It always depends on the situation. And I think sometimes men are not attuned to this. I think I am pretty attuned to this, but boy, you know, sometimes, I talk to my girlfriend and I go, wow, I didn't get that. So, I think publicly, at least, I'm pretty careful about who I touch and how I touch and all that kind of thing.
If anybody just tuned in right way at this point, this would be really funny.
It's so situational because, it depends on the relationship you have with the other person. It really does.
Well, what about also, this is really about having no discrimination and no harassment in the workplace or in the company culture, right? And also having inclusivity. Did I say that right? Anyway, you know what I mean. But what about the big bro culture? And then if you have the gay community within your company, how does the bro culture affect the gay community within your work community? That is also harassment and discrimination. You know what I mean?
Well,
it's
could
like
be.
I don't yeah
wow.
I remember
I didn't
I
write
remember
about that at all, and I didn't research any of that kind of thing, but I mean, it's just so, again, that's so varied, because you know, in California, people aren't really bashful about being gay or not, so you know, you know a lot of people who are, and I think some just have
you
no
never know.
problem with being part of the bro culture.
Yeah.
I think others maybe get ostracized because of the bro culture. It kind of, again, I think it's a very individual thing, probably.
Isn't
That's
it
how I
also
feel.
like, it's kind of like in the military when women start being part of the military and the whole don't ask, don't tell thing. It's kind of similar, weird stuff with that. It's kind of the same in a way when you think about it, you know? I think it's a,
Parallels for sure.
yeah. So this can escalate. So the advice for business owners, management would be to kind of facilitate and
Oh my gosh.
set up the right culture.
I just remember to treat all people respectfully. I mean, I think that's the bottom line. And I can also throw out the term of gentleman. I think that's a good one too. Again, you don't have to overdo it, but it really comes down to treating everyone with respect.
Don't be a Weinstein,
And
Harvey
you got it
Weinstein.
right. You got to set that up from the very beginning. If you see it going south, you really ought to avoid it. And if you go, oh, I love this. This is great. We're having a great time. Everyone's making money and doing fun stuff. Just remember that there could be a $54 million settlement or judgment
Well,
coming down.
yeah, because what you were saying was like, oh, things can slide in and you don't notice it. So it's about the management being aware of all of that. So taking your employees, you know, they always say, how do you have the best customer service? The best way to have good customer service is by taking care of your employees. And then they will be 100% way they, if everyone's happy in your workplace culture, your customers are going to be happy.
Yep,
You
that's
know?
true. That's very true. And it comes from the top down. I mean, if, you know, the C-suite isn't exhibiting the proper behavior, then the whole company won't. And if the C-suite is, but the company's got some issues, the C-suite has to take action and say, hey, you got to cut this out.
Nip it in the bud, not the butt, the bud.
And there are defenses in harassment cases for that. If you if you are alerted to it, and I'm not going to get into all the little details. I mean, if it's a manager, it's strict liability. But if it's not, then you got to be on notice. But I'm not going to get into all those details.
Yeah.
If you're alerted to it, take immediate action. That's a defense. You know, I didn't know about it. Now I do know about it, and I took the right action here.
Well, and that's the thing I want to touch on, because say the management, the C-suite, all of them are behaving, and then you've got like this little faction of boys being bros, right?
Yeah, maybe in the sales
and you don't,
department.
but yeah, so the company is liable for their own employees' misconduct to a female within that company culture, right? So you've got,
At
so
least can be.
Can be. Because these lawsuits, you know, the employees are, do they get in trouble too from the law? Like, get like these guys harass, and if someone's pinching a woman in a place, like that is harassment. I mean, I would probably do, you
we're
know,
kind of
even
get
outside.
A little bit in the weeds on this, but I'll answer the question. In discrimination cases, no, individuals cannot be liable. In harassment cases, individuals can be liable. But if it's a manager, the company is always going to be liable, strictly liable. So they have to pay up. If it's not a manager, if it's co-equal employees, then the company has to be on notice before they're liable. But believe me, you're going to litigate that and going to have to prove it. So it's not just, oh, hey, you know, we didn't know and we did the right thing. It's probably going to be alleged in a complaint, and they're probably going to work hard to try to prove that, yeah, you didn't do the right thing and you were on notice a lot earlier and didn't react back then, rather than you're saying you reacted now.
Oh, so that you really need to get them on notice immediately, like boom.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's critical for your defense.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Whew, Ward, always fun. Always fun. A lot
Yeah,
going
isn't it?
on. A lot
There is
going
a lot
on.
going on. I thought you might like this too. I was reading this article about bro culture. It was part of the MCLE I was doing. I'm going, oh, you know what? I think Nancy really might, or I mean, Lisa really might like to talk about this. So I said, all right,
Yeah,
I'm just going to do a bro culture thing.
well, it is, and it's, you know, I think about the different, you know, jobs and careers I've been in, not a huge variety because of this, but it's there. The hospitality, the food, the sales, that's in the creative stuff, you know.
Yeah,
But
absolutely.
and at what, and I think women who have not been set up and trained about this kind of thing can be swept up and get harmed because they are not, they don't know how to handle it. They don't know how to say, hey, dude, I'll break your face. Touch me again. You know what I mean? So if you give someone a warning, like they don't understand, there is a emotional intelligence on how to handle all of this that has to happen from the women too, saying, no, do it in a nice, polite, just like you're saying, be, you know, be, you can be feminine. You don't need to be, hey, I'm a dude, I'm going to kick your ass. You know, you can go in and say, hey, I don't like this. Please, you know, this is not who I am. And this is just, you know, no offense, but please don't. And if they do it again, now we're going to town. Taking
them
down.
Kick their ass.
No, but that's when, and I think if you already know that this guy's a sleazebag, you know what I mean? In an office culture, you should probably say, hey, you stay aware. And women will also group together. But a lot of times, do they stand up? Well, now we're seeing more of women standing up together with the Me Too movement than we've ever seen. And then some of it, you're going, is this really true or not? That's what sucks. It's like, you know what I mean? That there's some that are imposters, like, you know what I mean? That are just doing it and it's not true. Like, you know.
You
so
mean like
that's
people
a
taking advantage of the situation? Sorry.
Yeah, like standing up and saying, well, this guy did this and you know it's not true kind of thing.
That can happen. That can definitely happen. And
that's
sad because then it
that
hurts
sucks.
The whole movement.
Yeah. It sucks. It sucks when that happens. And women who do that, man, dude, you suck.
Yeah.
You do. So I love this because it's good to remind everybody about that. Yeah. Yep, yep, yep. I could give way more examples than I ever should either. But I find that I really find it in the food industry a lot. A lot. It really, what happens in the back of a kitchen, especially between the kitchen, maybe even the chef, and then you may have a female server. Dude, there's stuff that happens that, you know, you never know what's going on. There's stuff that happens.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, I can tell you stories too. But I think my client might be able to figure out who I'm talking about. So I'm just
mine too. Mine too. I'll send them your way. Well, Ward, always fun to have you on the show. Thanks for keeping everyone informed. As everyone knows, Ward's here every fourth Wednesday. Keep up with him at bestemploymentattorneysandiego.com. And listen, have a great weekend and rest of the week, I should say.
Oh yeah, well the week's almost over and the weekend's almost here, and I'm gonna have a good one. I might have to work though a little bit, but you know that's okay. That's okay.
Ah, work is good.
Yeah, work's good. Gotta do it.
Thank you for listening to Big Blend Radio's California Employment Law Podcast with San Diego attorney Ward Heinrichs. Keep up with Ward at bestemploymentattorneysandiego.com or follow him on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also subscribe to Big Blend Radio at bigblendradio.com.